With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Livingston residents are meeting this evening to discuss two recent student suicides at Park High School. Gillen's parents filed suit against Livingston School District nearly 2 years ago, saying their son's classmates were relentlessly bullying him. Neither Livingston School District officials nor the Gillen's attorney responded to Montana Public Radio's requests for comment. Between late 2013 and early 2014, four Butte teenagers committed suicide. Last October, an 11-year-old elementary school student killed himself. Butte School Superintendent Judy Joan Art says cases like these devastate not only the affected schools, but entire communities.
It's just heartbreaking, and it takes people's breath away, frankly. It really has pushed that attention to suicide on a community level here in Butte.
Joan Art says bullying doesn't appear to be a factor in any of those tragic cases.
No, nothing ever came out of the bullying issue.
Last year, Governor Steve Bullock signed an anti-bullying bill into law. The Montana Office of Public Instruction's Tracy Mosman says individual Montana districts are mandated to develop their own bullying policies.
What we would hope would happen if they're doing it in a comprehensive way is that we really train adults and train schools to take every report seriously and not to question a child when they have the courage to come forward with a report.
Schools must develop clear definitions of what actually constitutes bullying. Mosman says that's now happening district by district. She says there's a difference between routine childhood confrontations and intentional intimidation.
The sample definition that we give on our website states that bullying is negative, often repeated behavior with the intent to hurt someone physically or emotionally, and involves an imbalance of power.
That imbalance of power part is important.
It could be a child believes or feels that the perpetrator or the aggressor is somehow more powerful. They might be more popular. They might have a different economic status, could be seen as a sports figure. There's something in that child's mind that creates an imbalance of power.
Mosman says Montana's youngest students are now instructed to have zero tolerance for bullies.
If you feel like you're being bullied, then you need to stop. You need to tell the perpetrator to stop. You need to walk away and you need to tell an adult. And so even at a very young age with kindergartners, they can remember those simple three steps of stop, walk, and talk.
Parents are advised to watch for any behavioral changes in their children's response to attending school.
It could be that they start to become angry. They don't want to go to school. They may start to come up with a list of illnesses, you know, stomach aches, things that come along with anxiety can be signals that a child could be anxious about wanting to come to school because they don't feel safe.
Bullying policies are evolving in Montana schools, but Mosman says technology and social media continue to present a stubborn challenge.
You know, it used to be that at least kids could escape the bullying and go home to a safe environment where they felt loved and protected. But now with social media and kids having 24/7 access to those social networks, it makes it more difficult for them to shut it off and to escape and to get away.
Butte School Superintendent Judy Joan Art agrees online bullying is a tough nut to crack. But once these bullying cases make it onto school grounds, she says everyone is obligated to put an immediate end to it. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.